Right now, most people would say that teen pregnancy is no laughing matter. But then we meet 16-year-old Juno McGuff, played by Ellen Page. She's the sassy, sardonic main character in the movie Juno. She finds out she's pregnant with the baby of her geeky track star boyfriend, Paulie Bleeker, played by Michael Cera. And after considering abortion, Juno decides to have her baby adopted by a young couple she finds through a classified ad. Then she breaks the news to her father and stepmother.
You're pregnant?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And if it is any consolation, I have heartburn that is radiating in my kneecaps, and
I didn't even know you were sexually active.
Who is the kid?
The baby? I don't really know much about it other than, I mean, it has fingernails, allegedly.
Nails, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't, I mean, who is the father, Juno?
It's Paulie Bleeker.
Paulie Bleeker?
What?
I didn't think he had it in him.
I know, right?
The movie is a first for screenwriter Diablo Cody. Before making her mark on the silver screen, she chronicled her life as a stripper in her 2006 memoir, Candy Girl, A Year in the Life of an Unlikely Stripper. If you have questions for Diablo Cody, our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. The email address, talk@npr.org. And Juno's Oscar-nominated screenwriter, Diablo Cody, joins us now from our studios in Culver City. Good to have you on the show, Diablo.
Thanks for having me.
So let's begin with what made you want to write a film, first of all, your first screenplay, about a young girl having a baby?
I really don't know what compelled me. I think the pregnancy was less interesting to me than the idea of this sort of childless couple that wanted to adopt and the sort of dynamic that they might have with the birth mother.
That's interesting because that becomes very much a part of this film. And I have to say, I am an adoptive mother. So I have to say, going into this film, I had heard some things about that. And I was a little worried that the film was going to be unsympathetic to this adoptive couple. But in the end, I think you draw a very full portrait of that experience for that couple.
Well, I really appreciate that, you know, especially coming from somebody who has that perspective.
And ultimately, though, I wondered what it was like for you to see this screenplay come for life. It's your first, and it's had a phenomenal success. What was it like for you to see this emerge, what you put down on paper, then emerge into life as a full-blown movie?
It is really indescribable because I've been writing my entire life, but writing is typically a very solitary thing. And it's, you know, it's you, it's what you, and it's what you write, and it's... You know, it's lonely. And yet when you write a film, it's a completely different situation because it's so collaborative. So you write these characters and you think you have an understanding of who they are. And then all of a sudden these actors come in, the director comes in, you know, production design, everything comes together and it becomes a whole new animal. And so it's really fascinating to just watch what you've created evolve.
Well, I think I read that you said you were a little bit worried. You didn't want to be directed as a sort of, you know, after school special about the horrors of teen pregnancy. That was something you were concerned about. But of course, then you had as director Jason Reitman. That was kind of probably never would have happened. But
definitely not.
Did you agree with the choices he made for the most part?
I not even for the most part. I agree with every choice that Jason Reitman made. He and I, it became extremely evident from the moment we met that we wanted to make the same film. And it's very rare that you have that kind of rapport between a writer and a director. But I knew it was going to work out, and we really had an excellent time.
It's hard to imagine anybody but Ellen Page in the part of Juno. Is she what you envisioned also, or even better?
She's better, and she brought so much of herself to the role as well. You know, it's just another example of the evolution of a character. You know, I felt like I knew Juno. You know, as pretentious as that sounds, but then for Ellen to come in and sort of infuse the character with her own energy and her soul, it was really fascinating to see what Juno became.
To what degree is that character based on you? And I don't necessarily mean the teenage pregnancy, but just the sort of the snappy dialogue, this 16-year-old who seems to have, you know, the retort everybody wants to have at the moment that you need to have it. To what degree is that based on you? It seems like you're somebody who's got that kind of personality to some degree, from what I can tell.
Some days, I suppose. Obviously, nobody is as cool as Juno. I wish I had been that quick with a retort when I was her age. I wasn't, but I really wanted to create a character that was, to me, reflective of myself as a teenager and a lot of the teenagers I've known who are curious about the world, who are adventurous, who are interesting, who are articulate, and who aren't, you know, just completely wrapped up in the sort of typical teenage pursuits.
We are talking with Oscar-nominated screenwriter Diablo Cody about the film Juno. She wrote the screenplay for it, and she is now nominated for Best Screenwriter for the Academy Awards. If you'd like to join our discussion, the number is 989-8255, 800-989-8255. We're going to take a call, and we are going to go to John, and he's calling from Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, love the movie. Absolutely loved it. It's fresh, and I know that's you're probably getting sick of hearing that.
No, I never get tired of it. Thank you.
and it is refreshing because you are not. It's obvious you are not in the L.A. area, and you're not subjected to the typical writing that comes out of there. One question I have as an aspiring screenwriter myself, who does not live in Southern California, it was just serendipitous that you were able to get a low budget with such a wonderful director like Jason Reitman and such a wonderful cast.
Yeah.
And I know your writing in your book and your blog is what introduced people to you. Do you have anything? I mean, I'm just so impressed that you were able to get this film made.
Thank you.
And I'm sure I'm not here to say, can you give any advice to to an aspiring screenwriter? Because that is so cliche, but can you give any advice to
I can actually give you a really specific bit of advice that I give to everyone. I would not be where I am. I would not be any sort of professional writer if I had not self-published. We live in a day and age where there's so many opportunities for writers and filmmakers with YouTube to self-publish, to make their own work available without having to go through the rejection letters and the middleman. And you know, it used to be that you were that if you wanted to share your work with other people, you had to go through so many channels and jump through so many hoops, and now you can just put it out there. You know, the internet is a miraculous thing. So just share as much as you can, self-publish, blog, you know, podcast, whatever you need to do. Just make sure that you are not withholding your gifts from the world, because we have so many opportunities now.
But how do you make that leap from self-publishing and blogging to, you know, to getting a screenplay actually made by a known director?
Luck and timing. You know, you just have to be seen by the right people at the right time. But it does happen. I see it happen every day.
Yeah.
So we're in a new frontier.
All right, let's go take another call. We're going to go to Rainey, and Rainey's calling from Lake Tahoe, California. Hi, Rainey.
Hi, I'm calling from the Lake Tahoe area.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi. And hi, Diablo. This is just such a great honor to talk to you. I was a teenage mom. I had my daughter when I was 17. And I'm 44 now. And it's really something huge to sort of grow up with under this title of teenage mom. It doesn't matter really what I accomplish in life. This teenage momness will always kind of trump everything. And while I don't advocate for teenage motherhood because it's a difficult choice, I really appreciate the way that you portrayed Juno as a whole decent person and not just kind of a stupid girl, because having the baby is actually easier than growing up and living with some of the social attitudes about that choice.
Well, thank you so much. And I honestly would not doubt that for a moment. I myself was not a teenage mother, but a very, very close friend of mine was, and I went through that experience with her, and I remember how she was treated and continues to be treated, you know, 10 years later. And it is kind of a title that people tend to pin on you. And it just, to me, it's like you said, it was very important to me to make Juno a three-dimensional, you know, whole person. There is more to her than that, and I applaud your bravery.
Well, thank you very much. It just helps me not to shrink and feel shameful
Don't.
In a way that was very profound for me in seeing that movie, and I just appreciate you very much. I wanted to say thank you.
Thanks so much for the call, Rainey.
Really appreciate your calling. Interesting. Now you're saying that you actually did go through this experience with someone, so this had some basis in your own life. This experience, maybe you were the friend.
It wasn't really that the experience inspired me directly, but when mm-hmm. I was writing the script, I remember looking back on that and saying to myself, "Oh, you know, I remember, mm-hmm. you know, when my friend came back from her ultrasound and told me that the nurse had been rude to her, that kind of thing."
Yeah. And also, so, people have questioned, you know, about the decision in the film for her to not have an abortion, to go ahead and have the child. What went into your thinking behind that?
You know, it's not a political film, and I feel that the message is actually pretty ambiguous. I, you know, as I've stated numerous times, I'm pro-choice. I guess, you know, to me, the core story of the film is the dynamic between Mark and Vanessa, the adoptive parents, and Juno. And obviously, we could not get to that place, you know, in the narrative if Juno had not carried her pregnancy to term. So the decision was that simple.
Diablo Cody is the screenwriter of Juno. She is nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Screenplay, and we're taking your calls here on Talk of the Nation, and you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And we're going to take another call now. We're going to go to Craig, and Craig is calling from Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Hi, Craig.
Hi there.
Go ahead.
Hi.
I'd like to ask you, as a writer, how you explore a character who can be very real and personal, but you don't know. I was born in Minnesota in the 80s to a teenager and given up for adoption. And the character of Juno is someone that maybe I fantasize about a little bit or make up a story for, but who I don't know at all. So I'd like to know how you explore that kind of character as a writer.
You know, there's nothing more interesting than creating characters. And I would say the process is probably half and half, where it's half sort of, you know, you're actively creating, you're thinking of traits you would like this character to have, and you're thinking specifically about what they might do and what they might wear. And then the other half of it is really more enigmatic. It's really more lightning in a bottle. It's almost as if the characters appear to you. At least that's been my experience. And they almost seem to kind of grow and morph, you know, beyond your control. And especially when you're making a movie and you know, there's an actor involved who's actually going to embody that character. Obviously, that actor is going to bring a lot of themselves into it as well. So it really is, it's kind of a mysterious process, and talking about writing is always challenging for me. But I think it's you know, it's one thing to sit down and write down what kind of character you want to create. And on the other hand, there's always those kind of, you know, rare and special moments where a character appears to you.
All right. Thanks so much for your call, Craig.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's take a call now from Katie, and she's calling from Sonoma, California. Hi, Katie.
Hi. I wanted to thank you on many levels. I saw the movie without knowing anything about it, and the same night my adoptive son saw it with a buddy of his. And when we got home, we had this incredible conversation about the fact that he didn't have a clue of what we might have gone through trying to find him.
Wow.
And I love the way you portrayed everything. I mean, we did photos with our cats to make us look more appealing, and it started a conversation that was wonderful. So I really wanted to thank you.
Oh, I'm really glad. Thank you for telling me.
Yeah, thanks for the movie. It was, like I said, great on all levels, but that was really special.
Cool. Anyway, I'm really glad to hear that.
Thanks for calling, Katie.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Is it interesting for you, I think, Diablo, to hear these callers who all have experienced a little piece of your movie in real life?
And it's absolutely the best part of this entire experience. You know, box office be damned, you know, awards, forget about it. Like the coolest thing, and something that's been happening really since the genesis of the film, is people sharing their stories and telling me that they relate to different aspects of the script, and that means so much to me.
Has that taken you by surprise at all? I mean, were you expecting that kind of thing to happen? Or
I wasn't, but I remember the very first time that we really showed the film. We did a sneak preview in Telluride at the film festival, and I remember coming out of the theater and there just being this outpouring of stories. from people who had just watched the film, and I mean there were tears, and it really knocked me off my feet because you think you're creating entertainment, but then it winds up being so much more personal. It was really cool.
All right, let's see if we can get one more call in here. Fiona from Portland, Oregon. Hi, Fiona.
Hi. I have a question. I got in an argument with somebody about this movie recently, and my feelings about it were, wow, let's expose people to teen pregnancy and not make teen mothers feel so, like, you know, out of society. But the people I was talking to believe that it's promoting teen pregnancy because it puts a fun, light spin on it. And I was just wondering what your response would be to that.
I think if you watch the movie, I don't think Juno's actual pregnancy is portrayed as fun. The movie itself, yes, it's uplifting, it's non-judgmental, it's positive, because that's important to me. Those are the kind of films that I want to write. But I think in several scenes you see Juno herself just completely buckling under the pressure of what she's having to go through. I do not think that her pregnancy seems appealing.
You don't think that, like, by making jokes about it and making it fun, that it promotes it in any way?
You know what? I make jokes about everything in life. life is too short to be grim and grave. So I don't feel that it promotes anything. If it promotes positivity in life, I'm happy.
All right.
Oh, that's cool. Good answer.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Fiona. So let me ask you, are you looking forward to the Academy Awards? That's kind of a big deal.
Well, I'm a member of the Writers Guild of America,
right.
So I'm currently on strike. And if that does resolve itself in time, I am very excited about the Academy Awards.
All right, great. Well, congratulations on the film and good luck in the future. I know I think your next project up is a horror film.
Yes, it is.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Deab Lakoti is the Oscar-nominated screenwriter for the movie Juno. She joined us from our studios in Culver City. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington.
I like my new bunny suit. I like my new bunny suit. I like my new bunny suit. When I wear it, I feel cute.